You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So what is this Pause the Pokies initiative?
Well, Gambling Harm Awareness Week is the major awareness raising week for harmful gambling in New Zealand, and it's taking place between the 3rd and the 9th of September this year. And this initiative is something that we're doing in recognition of this week. So we've gone out to venues all around the country, asked if they would pause their pokies for an hour at some point during that week. And we've just had an incredible response. So we've got close to 80 venues pausing their pokies around the country at some point during that week, which is just fantastic. So they've really got out in support of it.
So you've got 80 venues that are just going to be like pausing their business for like an hour?
Yeah, essentially we invited them to take part if they wanted to, and because it is the major awareness raising week for gambling harm. And it just means that they do stop their pokies for an hour at some point, and we give them posters to put up to say that they're taking part in this initiative, and we'll pause their pokies during that week, which is, it's just fantastic, and we've had a really good response.
Are you worried that perhaps, venues closing down for about an hour, that things maybe perhaps could become violent for those who are maybe really addicted and don't want to be told that they have to stop playing or gambling?
No, we're not, because this initiative is only for an hour, and we believe that we've actually done this Wellington last year as part of Gambling Harm Awareness Week with a few venues, and it was really successful. And we know that venues are required under the law to provide good host responsibility to their patrons. So getting them to pause and stop and think about their gambling for an hour is a good thing to do. And if it does stop somebody who has a problem with pokies and makes them stop and think about it, then that's a positive thing. And that's obviously one of the outcomes that we hope we will get from this, is getting people to think about gambling harm and to think about if their gambling is a problem for them, and hopefully to encourage help seeking if they need it.
So what sort of services will you have available during the hour of pausing, or like anything throughout the week?
Well, what will happen is, well, there are some venues around the country that are going to provide a form of entertainment, like a band or something, and we're going to get as many of our staff and our other community partners go to some of the venues that are pausing their pokies and just raise awareness about gambling harm and the signs of harmful gambling, and basically just, build relationships with venues.
The New Zealand Gambling Study found that participation in gambling has fallen, but rates of problem gambling have not. Can you explain what, the difference is and the reason behind this?
Yes, and that latest study has shown that participation in gambling in general in New Zealand has declined. But unfortunately, the rates of harmful gambling or problem gambling haven't. And when you think about the spectrum of gambling harm, I mean, in any given year, about 40,000 adults can become problem or moderate risk gamblers. So that's like the population of Whanganui, so it's a significant social issue in New Zealand. And somebody who is not able to put food on the table because of their gambling is also experiencing harm, and so are the people in their lives who are impacted by it. So, it is a wide-reaching problem, and we do find that a lot of people don't seek help when they're struggling with a gambling problem. So we want to encourage people to do that because it does help. And we want to see people not get to the point where they have to sell their homes and their relationships break up or they commit fraud. We want to see people seeking help at an earlier stage if they think their gambling is becoming problematic.
You said that people don't really seek help. Is it because of the stigma and, I guess, the shame, like the way our society judges people, that maybe that's why they're hesitant to ask for help?
That's a really good question because, yes, it is. Unfortunately, there's huge stigma, particularly with in certain ethnicities. There's a lot of stigma associated around problem gambling or any form of addiction, actually. So that can prevent people from seeking formal help. So they might get help or they might turn to their friends and family or their church, which is a good thing also. But we do want to get the message out there that there's free, confidential help available and that it does help them to get their lives back on track if they do seek formal help.
The study also found that gambling heavily impacts Māori and Pacifica people. Why?
Well, the most harmful type of gambling is still pokie machines. And pokie machines are predominantly situated in our poorer communities. And that's where a lot of Māori and Pacific people live. And so if you walk down the street in some of these communities, you'll see venues with pokie machines all over the place. And while that is happening, while they're just so much situated in these poorer communities, the impact on these people is going to be so much greater. And there are five times as many pokies in our poorer communities as in our more affluent communities.
It's interesting that you said that, you know, poking machines are much more easily available and that over, like, I think 70 venues are closing down, not closing down, but pausing for an hour. Do you think they realise, I guess, the consequences of what their business is doing or, like, the harm it is to doing to these people?
Yeah, that's also a really good question. I think many venue owners do understand that pokies can be harmful, and that's why, you know, we want to see really effective good host responsibility so that if they see one of their patrons struggling with a gambling problem or showing signs of harmful gambling, that they intervene. And that's just part of their requirements under the law.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.